Here's an inconvenient truth. Anytime you are creating new habits or routines, you're going to have slip-ups. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And the question is going to be, how will you bounce back? Do you have a rock-solid plan in place for getting back on track? If you don't, today's episode is going to be one you're going to love because I'm actually going to tell you the 5 steps that I personally take to quickly get back on track. And that's coming up next right here on Unshakable Habits. The right habits can help you have it all. More time, better health, improved relationships, and less stress. But most people lack the tools to stick with those habits long enough to see results. That is about to change. Welcome to Unshakable Habits with your host, Stephen Box. It's time to take your habits from unsustainable to unshakable. Welcome back to Unshakable Habits. This is episode number 71. I am your host, Stephen Box. Today we're talking about what do you do when you have a slip up, when you fall off track with your goals or when you're trying to create new habits. How do you get back on track as quickly as possible? And one thing I want to share with you here is, as I mentioned in the intro, first of all, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We're all going to have slip-ups. And a lot of times when I talk to people about the concept of unshakable habits, when I talk about taking your habits from being unsustainable to unshakable, people get this idea of, oh, that means I'm going to be perfect, that I'm going to knock it out of the park all the time, that this habit is just going to be flawless. And that's not what an unshakable habit is. An unshakable habit is one that you can always get back to. That's the key to making habits unshakable. How do we get back on track as quickly as possible? Because even for myself, someone who practices habits, someone who thinks about habits all the time, coaches habits, who talks about habits, I still have slip-ups. I still have times where I get off track. But you know what? I always get back on track very quickly. And that's why my habits are unshakable, because I don't fall off and stay off. I get right back on. So today I want to give you the 5 things that I do, the 5 things that I look at anytime I have slip ups. And these are what helps me to get back on track so quickly. So before I jump into those, a couple of quick things I want to make note of here. So number one is, a lot of times when we have these slip-ups, it is very easy to be very hard on ourselves, to beat ourselves up, to think that we're failures and all that. And I just want to remind you that, like I just said, all of us are going to have this happen. Doesn't matter how smart you are, how talented you are, how good you are, how disciplined you are, you're going to have slip-ups. It's just the way that we're built. It's human nature. Don't beat yourself up, because beating yourself up is not going to help you get back on track. The goal is to get back on track as quickly as possible. And that's what I'm going to help you to accomplish today. Step one for me is to always reconnect with my why, the deep reason why whatever goal it is that I have, I'm working toward it. I want to be very clear here. A lot of times we hear about goals and visions and purpose. Those terms can become interchangeable in our minds, and they're not the same thing. Purpose is a bigger thing in life, right? I believe that we all have a God-given purpose. I'm actually reading the Purpose-Driven Life right now, and it's something that works on a much larger scale. Goals, a lot of times, are just things that I want to do. They're things that I want to accomplish, and they're identities that maybe I want to establish. And I need to understand why it's important to me. I have to have a meaning behind wanting to accomplish that specific goal. And so I always try to connect back to that anytime I have one of these slip-ups and just remind myself of why it's so important to me to do this in the first place. So as a quick example, let's take exercise. I see myself as a healthy person. When I think about what a healthy person does, what are the behaviors of a healthy person? One of those is that they regularly get intentional movement and exercise into their routines. And why is that important? Why do they need to get exercise into their routine? For me anyways, is so that I can be physically fit, so that I can be pain-free, or at least relatively pain-free as I get older, so I can still move around, be functional, so that I can hopefully live a long life and be around for my wife. And also, I mentioned earlier the idea of purpose. I do believe that God has a purpose for me, and I want to be physically capable of fulfilling that purpose if it's something that requires me to be physically fit. So for me, it comes down to physical fitness is the starting point of living a better life. And so it's something that I want to identify with. It's identity I want to create. And that's my bigger why. So if I have a slip up and I miss a workout for whatever reason, the thing that gets me back on track is first thinking about that identity. You're a fit person. Fit people don't miss a lot of workouts, right? You're going to miss some. You're not going to be perfect, but you're not going to miss many, right? The second thing that I do, and this first part of this is very key, without judgment, I ask, what really caused the slip up? Was it a one-off thing? Did I just have some super crazy thing happen in my life that made it impossible for me to do what I needed to do? Was it a breakdown in the systems that I've created? Was it due to a poor decision that I made, right? Because if I can start to understand why I had the slip up, I can see, is there adjustments that need to be made? Because you know what? Sometimes things just happen and we don't really need to adjust anything. We just need to go, well, bummer, back on track. Let's go, right? Step number three is, if I determine that it's not just a one-off thing and that maybe there was a problem in the system or I made poor decisions or whatever, I look for the lessons. What can I learn from this slip-up? What kind of things do I need to take away from this? Step number four is I adjust my strategy. I set new boundaries, or I plan around obstacles better, or I just look at what my thought process is, my mentality, and I ask myself, am I out of alignment here? Was my plan out of alignment with what I want to do? Or was my thinking out of alignment with my goals? Or what exactly happened here? And what changes do we need to make if we've determined that it's something that is controllable? And then number five is I take immediate action to return to the path that I was on. I don't wait until tomorrow. I guess sometimes you are going to maybe the next day start, right? Oh, it's too late for me to get my work ended now, but I can do something tomorrow. But you guys already know when it comes to exercise anyways, I'm using that dial method that we talked about earlier this week. I'm at least getting something in, right? I'm at least keeping the dial at a one. So I am literally not going to wait until tomorrow unless I have no choice but to wait until tomorrow to fix whatever is going on. So those are the five steps that I take to get myself back on track. So let me just go through those again for you really quick. So number one is reconnect with your why, that deep reasoning why that goal matters to you. And like I said, a lot of times it's easier if you choose an identity to associate with that. Number two, without judgment, ask yourself what really caused the slip up. If it's something that was outside of your control, let it go, move on. Skip to step five, which is to take immediate action and get back on track. But if it's something that was within your control, something you can change, then go to step three. What are the lessons that you can learn from this? Once you understand what the takeaways are, what you can learn from this and how things might need to change, then you can go to step four, which is to make adjustments to your strategy. Do you need to set some different boundaries with certain people? Do you need to be more aware of obstacles that might come up? Maybe make some changes to what you're planning and work to work around those obstacles, because sometimes obstacles come up that we didn't anticipate, and now that we know they're there, we can work around them. And then back to step five, take immediate action, get back on track. So that is the five-step process. Super simple, right? And I think a lot of times where we get ourselves in trouble is not thinking through these steps, but also beating ourselves up, being super hard on ourselves, telling ourselves how we're failures and all this other stuff, thinking that we need to be perfect. And remember that, again, being perfect, creating an unshakable habit, is not about having everything be perfect. It's about getting back on track as quickly as possible. It's about being consistent with those habits. So if you guys found this helpful, I will put a link down in the description, and I have a free guide. It's a 19-page ultimate habit checklist and mini guide that will actually help you to create better strategies for creating more habits with less stress. So if you want to get that completely free, I will put the link down in the description for you. And if you are ready to take the next step with creating better habits, head on over to unshakablehabits.com and schedule yourself a free roadmap call today. And there will also be a link in the show notes for that as well. Make sure that you join us next week. I'm going to have a special guest, Adam Javelin, joining us. And Adam's going to be talking about fear, the fear of change, the fear of success, fear of failure. And some really great insights coming your way. Adam will be with us all week next week. So excited to bring that to you guys. But until then, enjoy your weekend. And as always, I remind you that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.